Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690 on a busy and exciting match day. We got more to come on that here in a moment, but we do have joining us Denise York from Coffeyville's Reawakening. Morning, Denise.
Good morning, James. How are you this morning?
Doing well.
It's raining leaves out there.
It is raining leaves. Isn't that wild? Yeah, yep. I'm just like, they're all coming down.
Yep. So get those trees empty so we can watch the stars.
You can put lights up in them.
Right.
That's what we can do.
Yeah, that's true. Just got a couple things I wanted to mention this morning before we get to our guest. Midland, we had the Chamber Ambassadors in yesterday for a photo op. Midland Theater is Chamber's business spotlight for November. So, doesn't really mean we're going to do anything special or anything. We're still waiting on construction to get done, but we appreciate being honored that way.
And there's been various groups in, like, the theater group not too long ago.
Right. The Kansas Historical Theater Association came in. We had meetings 2 weeks ago, I think it was. Had about 20-some people in town, and they had their quarterly meeting, and that went over great. We went over and toured the Midland, and we just look forward to when we can really get in there and, you know, get those finishing touches done, which we're really close.
Yeah, it's looking good.
It just seems to take every day. It's just a little bit more. So, and then this weekend coming up, November 17th on Friday, we have the Raven Holiday from 5 to 8 over at CCC. And then on Saturday, there's the SEKA Bikers Toy Run. And their parade, I think, starts at 12 o'clock at 8th and... Well, it's at Orchlands, and then they go down 8th Street to Patterson and then end up at the Salvation Army. And then Sunday, Liebert Brothers has their open house for Christmas, 1 to 4, so everybody should get over there and support Liebert Brothers. And then coming up, we've got Christmas on the Plaza, December 1st during the parade. We will have vendors, food trucks, and everything going on that night from 6:30 to 9, and then Saturday it'll be 10 to 8, so Christmas on the Plaza with the vendors is basically one weekend this year. So come on down and support that. December 2nd, we have the Municipal Band Christmas Concert at First United Methodist Church from 11 to 12. And then December 3rd, that Sunday, the Friends of Animals has an open house going on out there at the shelter from 1 to 4. And one other thing, Salvation Army, they need bell ringers. So call Joe over there and sign up and help for Christmas. Going on now, tickets are on sale for the Brown Mansion Candlelight Tours. The tour dates are December 8th and 9th, December 15th, 16th, and 17th, and the 22nd and 23rd. I've noticed there's a lot of ticket sales going on. I'm seeing a lot of emails come through. So you want to get on, get your tickets, because if there's a certain time you want to be there, they're only allowing so many people in. Sam, do you know how many?
I think 100 per 100? Hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that helps kind of regulate the crowd, and you get to see things a lot better. But it's looking really good up there. So thanks to you and Darla getting all that done.
A lot of volunteers.
There are, but you guys ramrod it, so... And that's why Sam's here. She wants to talk about match day today.
Yeah. So. Excellent.
Yes. So I am Sam Kudrick with the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation. And today's the big day. I'm sure you guys have been hearing about match day leading up to it. And it's finally here. We're so excited. If you want to come give a donation in person, we are all set up at 601 West 8th Street. You can come on in and say hello, or you can do the drive through.
And we're $45 away from breaking $21,000.
Oh, wow. Somebody needs to bring that money in.
I know. Awesome. I know. We're getting, So so if you want to make a donation online, which you can actually see the running total as the day goes on, you can go to givematchgrow.com, and you can see all of our organizations that are participating. You can see the total going. You can click on the organizations and see kind of what they're getting specifically and kind of their goals and different stuff. So we encourage you to do that. We do want to thank again our match day partners. So these are the different funds that are put together from these organizations and, you know, family foundations to make the $100,000 that we're able to match the donations that are coming in. So we want to thank the Bernard and Effie Joe Wade Family Foundation, the Pratt Family Charitable Fund, the Dr. David and Lynn Bumgarner Family Trust, and the Patterson Family Foundation. So those are our four that are partnering this year to make that match happen. So we are very grateful for those partners. And then I think what I want to do is I just want to go through the quick list for you guys of who you can give to. So you can give to one or 26 if you want to organizations, because we have 26 that are participating. So let's go through that list. So the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Kansas, Caney Valley Recreation Commission, Cedar Bluff Camp, Coffeyville Aviation Heritage Museum, Coffeyville Community College Foundation, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, the Coffeyville Historical Society, which oversees the Brown Mansion and the Dalton Defenders Museum, the Coffeyville Imagination Library, the Coffeyville Public Library Foundation, Coffeyville Public School Foundation, Coffeyville Recreation Youth Scholarship Fund, Coffeyville Regional Medical Center Foundation, the Community Children's Fund, the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation Operations Fund, the Field Kinley High School Charlesworth Swimming Pool Fund, Golden Tornado Band Boosters, Interstate Fair and Rodeo Fund, the Junior Advisory Council, Kansas Family Advisory Network for Coffeyville, the Keep It Local Community Fund, Leadership Coffeyville, the Midland Theater Foundation, the Midwest Pregnancy Care Center, Safe House Crisis Center, Senior Services, and the Wildcat Extension Education Foundation. So a lot of great places there, a good mix of different things, which is really awesome to see. So yeah, we're excited.
And we do appreciate KGGF for putting...
Yes, you guys have been a wonderful partner to us in doing all the... I'm sure you guys listening have heard different interviews going on from our nonprofits or just in general updates about the day. So we could not do this without you guys.
Yeah,
we appreciate you.
Three in and a lot more, too many to count, that are coming up. So it's going to be a busy morning.
Yeah, so keep listening on here and you guys can kind of hear, you know, specifically what those organizations are raising funds for. You know, some have a very specific mission of what they need their funds for, and some have specific projects they're really working hard. So, you know, all great organizations. Like, it's wonderful to see all the people, and it's really fun. It's a great, like, we were just talking how it's a fun day. You know, leading up to it, we have a little bit, we got to organize, but we're here now, and it's just a good feel good day in Coffeyville to see the amount of money that people give back to this community.
Yeah,
it's really amazing.
You know, not that the giving is not fun or something, but this really makes it a really kind of a unique thing to participate in. You know, everyone likes to be a part of something, and you really can feel like you're making a big difference when you're just helping, throwing in to make that total really jump.
Yes. Yeah, and that's another thing, you know, like, don't feel like, oh, I only have this much to give. You know, we can take any donation.
I took a $5 donation yesterday from somebody.
We had a couple $2 donations, and you can tell, like, some kiddos that wanted to give. So any amount. Every donation given will receive a match. So no matter the amount, big or small, we just are happy that, you know, to be partners in this and make Coffeyville better. So.
And you've done something fun with Chloe, your
daughter. Yeah, so my daughter Chloe, she's 12, and what we did was we said, okay, we're going to give you $25, and you can give to any of these organizations you'd like. So immediately she said, well, I want to give to Brown. She kind of looked at the list, and Brown Mansion was on her top, and then the Midland Theater. So I know that I'm guessing the reason she picked those is because, you know, not that I've done, when I was on the board for Midland, you know, she'd come to movie nights and she'd help out and she would see inside the theater. And then we also decorate, of course, for the candlelit tours of the Brown Mansion. So her just being there is instilling that passion and importance of these places in our community. So it's really cool. So yeah, take your kids out, get them involved, because it's really cool to see when they want to give to something like that, because they see the importance of it for our community.
No. And supporting the community. Yes, everything that we got. So
yeah.
No, that's really exciting.
Yeah,
so we're going to be watching the total here throughout the day, and of course, giving you updates. But and like you said, you can give online. You can give if something is postmarked by today, that counts.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. If you want to drop it in the mailbox today, you can send that to PO Box 635, and that's Coffeyville, Kansas 67337. And again, you can give online at givematchgrow.com. Or you can come see us at 601 West 8th Street.
Yeah, I always like stopping by. Too.
Yes, and if you come by the bank, you don't even have to get out of the car.
No,
you can go right through the drive-thru or come into the lobby, one of the two.
And we have, you know, some fun giveaways, some cookies that we had at Sunflower Soda Fountain make us. So if you donate, you can get a thank you cookie. We have some small sample bags of Coffeyville coffee. that you can grab, some, you know, all kinds of fun little swag. So come see us and you can get a little gift too.
Supplies limited.
Yeah,
right?
Supplies limited.
So get there early.
Yeah. Come early, yeah.
Well, that's a great reminder and another reason to, you know, just go in person. Yeah. But that's a great thing is you have any way people want to give, you can do it.
Absolutely. Yep.
And love the drive-through thing. That's great.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Yeah, we've got a professional that works that drive-through, right?
Well, a couple of them. Right now, Scotty Tatman. Him and Anne-Marie are holding down the drive-through right now. So, and, of course, we have different board members throughout the day coming to help. So we appreciate our board members, too, you know, giving up their day to come make this happen. So.
Sure. Well, it takes all sorts of people to put this on. So really, really great event. Well, anything else that we need to know? When's the deadline for getting all this put in?
So if you want to give in person, we will be at the 601 West 8th Street location until 5:30 p.m. today. Again, we talked about the mail-in option. If you can get it postmarked by today, that would be great. And then the online, the givematchgrow.com will be live until 11:59 p.m.
So especially if folks, you know, maybe they're working until 6 or something, they can't stop by.
Yep.
Well, you can just do it online.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're used to doing everything online anyway. So just do that.
But yeah, you know, if you want it, when you get home this evening, you're like, oh, I got to make that donation. Yep. And then you can kind of see, too, you'll have a better idea of where everyone's at. So you might make you kind of change where you want to give to as well.
Yeah,
so.
There's some people, you know, they want to help those maybe ones that are down a little bit, you know, catch up. And so, you know, we always like to do that. So, you know, that's the cool thing. So you just go to givematchgrow.com. There's a leaderboard. You can actually see in real time where all the different organizations are at. So that's just really cool. All righty. Well, we'll be, we do have another live update from your headquarters over there at noon and 5 o'clock today. So we will be keeping everyone in the know minute by minute here as we go through it.
Yes.
Thanks, James.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, always an exciting day. Well, Sam and Denise, always great to have you in studio and happy match day.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Well, we got more coming up, including a few more match day interviews. That's on the way here on KGGF and, of course, Open Line coming up as well.